What's going on? This is D from D Abundance Podcast. And there's something I wanted to touch on. This last week and a half, I've been car hunting a bit, you know. I'm in between looking for a car and, you know, some personal stuff. But what I noticed is how prejudging people can be. And I say this to talk about an experience I had. I went into one of the car dealerships, me and a friend of mine. And it was crazy because, don't get me wrong, I didn't walk into the car dealership with a shirt, tie, and, you know, khakis. No, I didn't. I was dressed like I normally would be dressed, you know. But when you enter, you know, a professional setting or professional business, you know, I just feel that it's only right that you treat someone professionally, you know. And of course the car salesman comes up to me, introduces himself, you know, I introduce myself. He's now walking me in the car lot. He's showing me different cars and he's walking fast, kind of walking ahead of me and stuff. Gets closer to a car, he's like, yo, this car smokes, man. And at that moment, I asked him, I said, what do you mean this car smokes? He's like, it's dope, like it's fire, like it's nice. And right there at the moment, he had already lost me. He lost me as a potential buyer, as a customer. He lost me as a person. Because what I know is, and mind you, before I say this, I want everyone to know, my mother is white and Cuban. My dad is black. So back to what I was saying, I really felt that if I was a white guy, he would have never spoke to me like that. Never would have spoke to me like that. Never would have used none of that slang. Never would have, his whole energy would have been, I mean, he was even hitting his vape pen in front of me. And I was just like, damn, man, I hate the fact that I'm being treated like this, you know. And so we walk around a lot a little bit more, you know. And then we sit down and we're discussing negotiating prices. And at this point, as I'm even telling this story, I don't even know why I sat down with this guy. You know, he's telling me like, man, you know, I can make it happen, man. I'm going to make it work for you, bro. And I'm just like, and mind you, he's a white guy. And I'm just like, damn, man, why is he continuously just pressing these buttons? He's just pressing these buttons. And so he goes and I guess he talks to a sales manager about a price. Comes back over, the sales manager comes back over. He's like, oh, what's going on, bro? Gives me a fist bump. It's COVID going on, so I don't really expect you to shake my hand. But at the same time, like I was saying, if I was a white guy, would you have approached me the same way? Would you have spoke to me the same way? You know? And it bothered me. You know, I turned to my friend. He already knew. My friend already knew what was going on. Because I was saying little stuff to him when we were in the parking lot. And even when we were inside, and I was like, bro, you know, this ain't cool, man. It's not cool. I don't like the way they're talking to us. I don't like it. Because if we were white guys, they wouldn't even be speaking to us like that. My friend was like, yeah, I know, man. Let's just do what we got to do, and then we're going to get out of here. And I was like, all right, cool. So I tell my friend, I'm like, bro, I want to say something to this dude. Like, I want to let him know, like, man, your whole approach to me, the way you was handling me, the way you was talking to me, just the whole vibe. Like, just everything from the moment you seen how I was. Like, you prejudged me, you heard me speak, and automatically you thought that you could talk to me like I was one of your homeboys. And again, like I said, I feel like if I was a white guy, he would have never spoke to me in this way. Now, I'm no fool. I'm not going to sit up here and act crazy and say that I'm not aware of how I sound, how I dress, you know. But I still feel like as a professional, you treat people professionally, you know. Being, you know, so, how can I say, so quick to just assume I'm a certain way based off of how I look. I don't want to say my skin color, you know, but I do feel like that was a factor in a lot of it. And my friend that was with me, he wasn't a white guy either. And it really bothered me. You know, back to what I was saying, I was telling my friends, like, you know, let's do what we got to do. We get out of here. And I was like, you know, I want to let them know. I want to tell them. And then my friend said, well, you know, if you tell them and you explain to them, it's almost like you're setting in stone the stereotype he already had for you. And I said, damn, that's some shit. Like, it's crazy to think that you can't even correct something that you think is out of order, because then you just proving that stereotype to be correct. Now, mind you, I wasn't going to get loud. I wasn't going to cuss this dude out. I wasn't going to do all this stuff. You know, I wasn't going to act ignorant. But I did really want to let this guy know, like, you know, the way you handled me was very unprofessional. You know, I come into a car dealership. I feel like one of your main jobs is to make me feel comfortable with you. You know, it's not so much of a connect. I don't need to know that you can speak that lingo. I don't need to know that you can say bro or you know how to use slang. I don't need that, because what I keep saying and what I really truly believe is, if I was a white guy, you would have never spoke to me like that. And that was just a crazy incident for me. And I just really felt that, you know, it sucks that we live in that type of world where people will switch up their whole demeanor, just their whole character, you know what I mean, because their assumption of you, you know. They're so quick to just prejudge you and be so, okay, he looks like I gotta walk the walk and talk the talk with him. But if my name was Johnny and I would have came in there with boat shoes and a polo, you would have never spoke to me like that. And that's just real. That's just what it is. And it makes me think sometimes, you know, it may be sad to say, but sometimes it makes me question, you know, the vibe, the energy, the image, like what I give off, you know, the way I may speak. But just going back to what I was saying, I feel like if you are a professional, you treat people professionally, you know, don't get me wrong. There's been times where I've had to be very careful of what I say or how I say something, because I don't want to come off the wrong way. But I've never felt like I had to, even like, for an example, I never felt like I had to talk to a white guy like a white guy. I always spoke to a white guy like myself, but very respectfully to the white guy. And I don't know. Like I said, this was just something that just happened this past weekend that I really wanted to speak on. And it just made me think, like, damn, it's crazy. Like, it's really crazy. And this guy has called and sent me emails. And like I said, he completely lost me. He completely lost me. And I just wish in this world that we weren't so quick to just judge people. You know, because I feel like you can connect better with a person when you're just being genuine, you being honest, and you being yourself. You know, I feel like transparency is a key. Because if you got to be somebody else to connect to me, then I'm not getting the real you. I'm not getting the true you. And I feel like that in itself is just fake.